VOA News, I'm David Berg. Forecasters say they expect Hurricane Dorian to become a dangerous and powerful storm when it moves into the western Atlantic towards the U.S. southeastern coast. Meanwhile, Wednesday, President Donald Trump and the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, had a Twitter fight over federal aid to the island territory. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's already declared an emergency on the U.S. territory and this morning tweeted FEMA and others are ready to do a great job. He says when they do, Puerto Rican officials should thank them, unlike last time. Some island leaders criticize his administration's response to Hurricane Maria 2 years ago. He's again calling San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz incompetent. She responded with her own tweet, writing the president needs to make way for those of us who are actually doing the work on the ground. She adds, maybe he'll understand this time it's not about him. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Both the United States and Iran denied Wednesday that they were looking to ratchet up tensions. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said at the Pentagon, the United States is not seeking conflict with Iran.
I'm not sure I'm ready to call the crisis over yet, but so far so good, and we hope the trend lines continue that way, and we hope that the parties, that the Iranians would agree to talk, meet and talk and help us resolve these issues.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said during a visit to Japan that his country is not seeking to intensify disagreements with Washington. He added, though, that wide differences remain over Iran's nuclear weapons program and Washington's economic sanctions. This week, President Donald Trump said there was a really good chance he would meet with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to negotiate a new agreement to limit Iran's nuclear program. Rouhani said Trump first has to lift all sanctions the United States has imposed on Iran. This is VOA News. Britain's Queen Elizabeth approved Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament right in the middle of the Brexit crisis on Wednesday. We get details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The monarch has granted Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament amid a growing furore over Brexit. Opposition lawmakers contend that Johnson wants to limit the ability of members of Parliament to come up with legislation to block a no-deal Brexit. The Queen's move is not unexpected, as she has steadfastly refused to get involved in politics throughout her long reign. The Queen is the head of state and politically neutral. She acts on the advice of her government in political matters. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Wednesday said he has accepted 4 planes from Chile to help fight fires in the Amazon, and he accused French President Emmanuel Macron of portraying himself as the one and only person concerned about the environment. In criticizing the French leader, Bolsonaro extended a personal dispute that has, for now, sidelined a pledge of $20 million from the Group of Seven Nations to help protect the Amazon rainforest. After meeting Chilean President Sebastián Piñera in Brasilia, Bolsonaro said that Amazon nations, excluding Venezuela, will meet next month to come up with our own unified strategy for preserving the environment and also for exploration sustainable in our region. About 60% of the Amazon region is in Brazil. Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived in New York City following a transatlantic trip on a solar-powered sailboat Wednesday. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
The 16-year-old will be attending a global warming conference at the United Nations. She led weekly protests in Sweden.
We need to stop destroying nature and our war against nature must end.
She refused to fly because of the carbon cost of plane travel. Thunberg calls global warming a global crisis.
The biggest crisis humanity has ever faced. And if we don't manage to work together, to cooperate and to work together despite our differences, then we will fail.
Thunberg's message to President Trump about global warming.
Listen to the science, and he obviously doesn't do that.
She plans to focus on spreading awareness. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the United States Space Command officially launches on Thursday with a White House ceremony hosted by President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. The U.S. military has not created a new command since U.S. Cyber Command was established in 2009. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.